request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Well,
good morning. This is your guest host this morning, Eva Pyatt. I'm going to try to get us through this introduction and do the part I was supposed to do over here. Monica's been so good to step in and take care of all of these things since I sort of backed out and let her. And let me see, this thing isn't picking up very good this morning. I don't know why. Well, it looks like my microphone is not on, but it was. Okay, now, see, I'm telling you, the enemy just does whatever he can to throw a monkey wrench in the middle of some of us sometimes when we don't know what we're doing anyway. Make us look even worse. But we know that you all love us, in spite of the fact that I'm going to bumble my way through this morning. This is the hour of power, the most powerful hour of the day. Monica's over there running the iPad today because Tina's gone. And our special guests today are the Blazing Glazes. Good morning.
Good morning, Neva. It's a blessing to be here with you guys. We love being on the Hour of Power. It's a real blessing.
Well, good. And, you know, Tammy Bailey usually comes this particular Monday, but she was gracious enough and had time in her schedule to change to tomorrow, which we hadn't filled that spot yet. So,
right.
I mean, it just worked out perfect for you to be able to come this morning.
We love it.
Well, I appreciate you coming. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can post it right on our Facebook page, and about halfway through the program, we will stop and pray for you. Also, you can send it to 580-485-0837, and we'll check that different times through the program. About halfway through the program, we'll stop and pray for your needs. Now, I'm going to have Monica, after a while, when she does the prayer request or something, talk about the book that we're giving away, because I certainly am behind on that. Even though I listen to the program almost without exception every day, I don't know all the this and that about the book we give away each month. Monica started doing that 2 or 3 months ago, and it has really been good for people to, you know, sow into this, hit the share button. I mean, she goes through all this stuff, you know, just do this, just do that, and then just do this, and your name will go in the in the pot for the book.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
So, you know, that helps to build listenership and things like that. So,
love it.
I don't know. Monica, have I covered everything? Oh, so today's sponsor is Grants Auction and Realty. So,
amen,
we appreciate
for Grant's them. Auction.
Grant's Auction.
I love it.
That's right.
Praise God.
Will you pray to start us out?
I'd be honored to do it. Thank you, Neva. Father God, we just come to you in the beautiful and the precious and the marvelous name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity, Father God, to share your word. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your anointing is upon this program, that the very words out of our mouth will be your words, Holy Spirit of God, and that lives will be changed today, that people will be encouraged today. People will be uplifted today, Lord God, by your power. Thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. And thank you, Lord God, that not one person that's listening in today will leave the same way they have came. And we give you praise and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So what are you sharing with us today? Do you have a title?
I do. What I'm going to be sharing today is God's peace is your place of power.
God's peace is your place of power. Boy,
yes.
Isn't that the truth.
Yes. And, you know, Jesus died to give us peace. I was sharing yesterday at Burns Flat Living Waters Assembly of God, Pastor Dwight and Sharon Shepherd. And you've been there a little bit, a time or two, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
We always have a great time with the Lord with them. And I was sharing this message with them Sunday morning, yesterday morning. So I just felt like I needed to touch on it again, because with all the things that's been going on in the world, that's been something hard to hold on to is peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Jesus in Isaiah 53, you know, Jesus died. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. He says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was crushed for our iniquities. Jesus went through extreme torture and punishment to give us peace. And it says the punishment that was upon him gave us the peace. And so I say, don't let what Jesus did, don't let what Jesus died to give you, don't let the devil steal that from you, you know, the peace of God. And that's a place where there's power there, because when you have peace, you can hear clearly what the Spirit of God is saying to you, and you'll be led by the Spirit, knowing what to do and when to do it, because the devil wants you to have chaos in your mind, mm-hmm. chaos and worry and strife and stress and anxiety. But Jesus says, in my presence, there's fullness of joy. You can walk in the peace of God. When you seek first, when you first wake up in the morning, give God the first part of your day. Just seek ye first. Matthew 6:33 is a great way to live your life. It says simply, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. You just got to rear back. And saying, all these things shall be added unto you. So that's the thing. When you spend time with God, he knows exactly what you're going to face every day. So as you worship God and give God the first part of your day, he will inhabit that praise. Amen. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing complicated about it. You will inhabit that praise. And then as God inhabits the praise coming out of your mouth, whether you feel like praising God or not, he'll add fresh joy and fresh peace and impartation and blessing and anointing into your life and empower you. Not only will it bless the Lord, but he will empower you, amen, to walk in his power and to walk in his peace, and you will escape anxiety, stress, worry, all the stuff that the enemy wants to bring into your life to distract you, to keep you from having peace. You'll be walking in God's peace, amen, and then you can emanate that everywhere you go and spread that love, that joy, that peace that God gave you to other people as you come in contact with folks. Because, you know, people need to hear a kind word, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I mean, they need kind acts. And, you know, it means more these days. As you're going to Walmart, see, Walmart is a mission field.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that you go to Walmart, buddy, there's always somebody that needs ministry there. And, you know, Walmart, you know, WM stands for Women's Ministries. A lot of women go there to get ministered to by shopping. No. Or ministry did you? But, you know, we go to Walmart a lot because we travel a lot. We've just been on the road 6 weeks. And so Walmart is one of our only constants on the road, you know. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know? So anyway, we love going there. And, you know, when you just walk in, you know, the door greeters are there at Walmart. You know, they say good morning. But I always beat them to the punch. I said, how you doing? They go, well, good morning, sir. They're not used to hearing somebody be chipper, you know. And so you give out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. What God imparts to you in his presence, you give out to others. And it's amazing, you know, going through the line and just, you know, being kind to people, opening the door, doing a kind act for somebody. You know, that means so much. You know, there's so many rude people, so many people that are angry these days. But, you know, as you go into a building or a place and let the love of God flow through you, it changes the atmosphere where you're at. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen it happen time and time again, going through a line where somebody was just having all kind of rude people come through there, and then you just start being kind to them and tell them, God bless you, how you doing? It touches hearts. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen me walk off, and they start treating that next person the same way I was treating them, mm-hmm. with that love. It changed everything. Mm-hmm. So people need to understand that they need that impartation from God to have the peace and the love and the joy, and then to just let it flow out as you just go about your daily life, you know, mm-hmm. the way you speak and the way people can tell you've been with Jesus.
That's right.
They can see the peace of God on you, you know. And so I just wanted to share this one of the couple of scriptures this morning. And one of my favorite scriptures is Philippians chapter 4. And this is verses 4 through 7. And it says right here, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. I love this part right here. Do not be anxious about anything. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. The peace of God will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. As you take your petitions to God, as you spend time with God, you know what? God likes you to thank Him for what He's already done for you. With an attitude of gratitude, as you come into His presence, He loves for you to be grateful. This, just like moms and dads are grateful when their children appreciate what they've done for them. You know, God appreciates hearing it come out of your mouth that you're thankful and that, you know, you things you've asked Him already about and haven't seen the manifestation yet. Go ahead and thank God in advance, even though you haven't seen it come to pass. Start thanking God that it's done. Thank God your children are serving God. Thank God that your needs are met. Thank God that your body is healed. And as you give your petitions with thanksgiving, guess what happens? The peace of God will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And you know what? God's peace is your place of power. Mm-hmm. When you have that peace that passes all understanding, man, it affects your attitude. It affects every area of your life. It affects how you treat people. And as you walk in that peace, and that stuff gets on, folks. I tell you, it just begins to emanate. And you can go into a place, an anxious situation with all this stuff that's been going on the last 3 years. If you're walking in peace and joy, people are going to see that. And they're going to want to know, where did you get this peace? Where did you get this from? You're different. Boy, what an opportunity. Just by being kind and walking in that peace. And it'll help you have a clear mind. See, we can hear clearly what the Spirit of God is saying to us, being led by the Spirit. The Word says our steps are ordered of the Lord. So as we're walking in that peace, we're going to hear clearly what the Holy Spirit is sharing with us and what to do. And also, we're going to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the right person. Amen.
Amen.
It's a great way to live.
That's right.
And so, but you know, the devil, he doesn't want you to have any peace. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you to have any joy. He wants you to be, you know, angst out or worrisome or stressed out or fearful, you know. But we can walk in this place of peace. Mm-hmm. I love what John 14:27 says. This is the Amplified Version. I love this scripture. The Amplified Version, Jesus said, "Peace I leave, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Mm. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid." How can you not let your heart be troubled? By spending time with God every morning, just worshiping the Lord and blessing His holy name. I mean, Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord." I mean, everybody's been blessed by God, whether they know it or not. But I think it's an honor that we can bless God. Mm-hmm. We can actually minister to God by praising Him. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Psalm 34:1, "I will bless the Lord." He loves it when out of our own free will, we said, "I'm going to bless you, Lord, because I just love you. I will bless the Lord at all times." Mm-hmm. It says, "His praise shall continually be in our mouths." Mm-hmm. Isn't that neat?
Amen.
And we can praise our way through the day. But as you're praising God and staying connected to God, I just ask Him for His help all day long. Mm-hmm. I said, "I need some help, Lord. Help me." Because, you know, I want to get Him involved. He says, "In all my ways, if I acknowledge Him, He'll direct my path."
That's right.
So, I mean, if I lose something, Holy Ghost, where's it at? Lose my phone, where's my phone, Lord? Hey, they know. He knows where it's all at. Some people just get all stressed out and say, "Just stop for a minute and ask the Lord, where you put your phone?" Where's my keys? You know, I mean, just lovely. God cares about all that, you know. But that's how you can not let your hearts be troubled, by staying connected to God, staying connected to the peace of God. That's how, I mean, when you start looking at the natural, you know, people, the devil wants you to focus on your problems. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have things we're going through today. We all have situations that we're dealing with. Amen. But God's with us. But the devil wants you, he wants you to look at that problem. He wants to magnify the problem. Mm-hmm. He wants you to look at the problem and that alone. But God says, hey, get your eyes off the problem and on the problem solver, and I'm going to take care of it. Amen.
Amen.
You just focus on him and ask him to help, and stay connected to God all day long. Man, that's a powerful way to live. And always ask God about stuff all through the day. Ask the Holy Spirit, would you help me do this? Or I need some direction here. I need some wisdom here. Man, God wants you, he wants to be involved. And we get so busy, we try to just help God out. Mm-hmm. He said, well, go ahead and get stressed out. That's okay. Go ahead and get angst out. That's okay. You're going to wake up and come to me in just a minute, but come on, you know. Mm-hmm. And so instead of going there, just say, well, Lord, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I'm just going to stay connected to you, and I'm going to ask for your help. Mm-hmm. And he always opens. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful way to live. And it's when we're go-getters, sometimes we just get out there and instead of, Lord, before I do this, would you bless the work of my hands and go before me, make my way straight and clear. Give me favor with people. Let the very words out of my mouth be your words, Holy Spirit of God. Bring all things to my remembrance as you would ever brought to my mind, you know. Help me, Lord. And so, but I just love this. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And then this one of my favorite amplified right here. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Boy, that'll preach right there, won't it? You know? And so the devil's got all kind of ways to agitate you and disturb you. And so I was sharing some of those stories yesterday about how, you know, everybody has areas in our lives that we're overcoming. Yes, you know, it's a process with all of us, you know, and the devil knows how to push our buttons, you know, how to bring these certain people. Yeah, I said there are certain people that come into our lives that just kind of rub us the wrong way. You know, I call that person Sister Sandpaper. Just kind of rub you the wrong way, or Brother Bucket Mouth, you know. And he's always talking negative, you know. And so I said, you know, when these people come around, you need some joy. You need to be having impartation to not get disturbed or agitated. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to the people there at Burns Flat, and I said, me and Beverly, we've been this year, Neva, we're celebrating 29 years this year of full-time ministry.
Wow.
And we was talking to Dwight and Sharon. We first met them back in 95, back in February. I know, is about the middle of 95, and Doyle Rourke was pastoring Living Waters at that time, and Dwight and Sharon were youth pastors.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so we had that one meeting with him, and they ended up being the pastors, uh-huh. You know. And so they started in about 96, February 96, and we stepped out into full-time traveling ministry in January of 96. So we kicked off about the same time. Uh-huh. So they were one of the first revivals we ever had. When we first started traveling, you know. And so we were thinking about all that and all we've been through and God's faithfulness, you know. And so I was talking about how me and Beverly, you know, in the 90s, you know, when we first started out in traveling ministry, I said, back then, me and Beverly had PhDs. I said, y'all didn't know that we had PhDs, did you? I said, PhDs stood for Pentecostal Hairdo. We had the big high hair, you know. Uh-huh. And the higher the hair, the closer to God you were. No. But I said, my mama was a missionary to the Tonto Apache Indians in Payson, Arizona. For 13 years, she lived on the reservation and ran the daycare. the kind of the pastor of the tribe. They had about 150, 160 people, a small tribe, but they loved Mama. And every year we preach it. We go to Arizona, but we'd go up there and have a revival on the res. We call it the res. And we'd have it in the big gymnasium, you know. Mm-hmm. And so Mama, she'd be playing the piano, I'd be on the drums, and we'd have the Indian praise band joining in, and boy, we had some good time. Lots of folks got saved and had good attendance and good things happen. And so sometimes we preach at the church there on the res. And so we was preaching at the church one time, and the sweet little lady had her own seat, you know, everybody and that church had their own seat. And even if he's a visitor, you don't get their seat. There, you know, so there was other seats to sit at. But, you know, Beverly, she sat not in her seat, but she sat in front of her seat, you know. And so she didn't, and Beverly, of course, we had the PhDs, you know. And so she couldn't see the preacher over Beverly's PhD, the Pentecostal hairdo. And she just, you know, and I noticed she just kept, I'm thinking to myself as I'm preaching, I'm thinking, why don't you just move over one, honey, be all right. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no, that's her seat. She needs that. That lady needs to move over, you know. So anyway, she wasn't getting a lot out. She kept, you know, straining around. So I was praying for her. Anyway, we had a good time with the Lord. The Lord touched a lot of folks. God's faithful, you know, to confirm his word. So we always like to go back and shake hands. So we go back there and we're shaking hands, you know. And I was sharing this, you know, we need to learn to yield to the fruit of the Spirit. You know, don't let yourself be agitated or disturbed. That the word says, do not allow yourself to be agitated or disturbed, you know, and yield to the love. You know, we have the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All that's in there through the Spirit. And when we don't let the flesh have its way and we yield to the fruit, we get stronger in that area. But sometimes the flesh just wants to strike out, you know. Mm-hmm. We get over in the flesh, you know, and we just get mad about something, you know. And God says, don't allow yourself, don't lose your peace, don't lose your joy, because the devil, he's after it, you know. So anyway, this sweet little lady comes up and Beverly sticks her hand out, you know. Did you get blessed today? And she said, come move down here. She said, yeah, I would have got a lot more blessed if your hair wasn't so high. And she takes her hand, starts smashing Beverly's. If your hair wasn't so high, I could have seen the preacher. Well, you know, Beverly, we had been saved too long. And, you know, Beverly, she's a red-headed woman, you know. And so I'm thinking, oh, help us, Jesus. Help us now, Lord. I said, baby, yield to the fruit. And see, I can see her going, well, I'm sure sorry about that, ma'am. You know what that was? Well, she spared her life, for one thing. The lady's still alive today. No. But she yielded to the love. She yielded to the joy, the peace, you know. And so she refused to lose her peace. She refused to let the devil agitate her or disturb her. Hallelujah. And she kept her peace and she kept her joy and she blessed that little lady and the devil lost. Amen. And my wife just went up a whole nother notch in her faith and her power. Amen.
Amen.
So I said, now everybody raise your right hand. Everybody raised their right hand at church yesterday. I said, now repeat it to me. Everybody goes, I say, I can do. There you go. I can do. I say, all things through Christ which strengthens me.
That's right.
But you know, everyday life, things you go through, we all have areas. You know, now Neva's pretty near perfect, but you know, there's right. Just many are chosen, but few are called. But you know, it's just we all have areas and we live life, but that's the thing. It's from glory to glory, he changes us. Uh-huh. You know, as we have that time with the Lord, you're just every day seeking God first. Get up and just worship him, just bless him, you know. It's not about how much time you spend. It's your heart. He just wants to love on you. And he knows what you're going to face that day. You know, Psalm 139, verse 16, I saw this one day. It says, all the days ordained for us have been written in God's book before one of them came to be. Isn't that a neat thing to think of? He is all your days, all mine, all my, all our days are written in God's book. He's got a book that every day, he loves us so much, he's so mindful of us, that he's written every day of our lives in his book before. He knows the end from the beginning. And isn't that precious? And so that if he's taken the time to write that day in his book, this day, it's important to him that we have joy. Mm-hmm. He died to have us, to give us peace. He died just for we can have health in our bodies. Amen. Mm-hmm. He died for our provision. He did so much for us that we can have a great day every day. Not that we're not going to have, I mean, we all have things we deal with, issues we face. It's real life, but he's where with us. And then when we give him that first part of the day, he can impart to us everything. See, that's how the devil steals. He just takes all these life distractions and pulls us away. You know, even though we're thinking about God, sometimes we get busy. I say, you know, make a date with God and don't break it. Give him the first part of the day. Love on him, bless him, and let him impart into you what we're going to need to have the love that we have it in us, but the ability to yield to it, to keep the flesh under our feet, you know, so that we can. And it's a process, man. It's a process with every one of us. It doesn't happen overnight, and sometimes we miss it. But Jesus is up there. He's making intercession for us. Isn't that a beautiful plan?
Amen.
All that he's done for us, and then it says he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, because he became a human being. Man, he understands all we feel and what we deal with every day, and he's just saying, Father God, just cut him some slack. I was there. And isn't it wonderful, the plan God has for us? Mm-hmm. We are successful. We are winners if we stay connected to God. And then just not that the devil would just, I mean, this is something that we have to walk in, you know, being agitated or disturbed with everything we deal with. But it's something to think about, because instead of, okay, Lord, the devil's trying to get my joy. He's trying to get my peace. And I'm going to stop for a minute, Lord, and just ask you to help me through this, and just step back and receive what God has for you, to not lose you. Not that you won't do it. I mean, we've all still get a little ticked off from time to time, but God will help us to yield to the fruit, all that power that's in us with his spirit. We can tap into that in deeper levels every day. And every time you yield to it and not let the flesh have its way, you're growing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're growing in that.
Amen.
Amen.
Would this be a good place for us to take some prayer requests?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's do that. Oh, Monica's passing the note to me.
Yes, there you go.
I thought she would say it.